A Wayakimin Tuesday morning, tanker attacks in the Strait of Hormuz, strikes on both sides afterward. BBC reports Trump says the ceasefire is over, but also that Tehran asked to keep talking, and U.S. officials say Iran privately called the ship attacks a mistake. The strait carries a fifth of the world's oil and LNG. Haipawai of Alexandria speaks first, then H. R. Deckard of Bingen.
The shipyard is old. Two empires speaking through intermediaries declaring escalation for their own audiences while keeping channels open where the actual work happens. Trump says ceasefire is over. Yanin says the tanker attacks were a mistake. Both are true. Both are theater. What I see, the street is being used as a negotiating table. One side fires at commerce, the other side fires back. But notice, Iran calls it a mistake, not policy. That is a door. The public declaration of ceasefire being over is for domestic consumption in both capitals. The private admission that talks continue, that mistakes occurred, that someone is listening, that is the negotiation. The question is not whether the strait will be closed. It cannot be closed. A fifth of the world's oil moves through it. The question is, who gets to claim they forced it open and at what cost? That is what you are watching. Not a blockade, but a pricing mechanism disguised as conflict. In Alexandria, when Rome and Persia wanted to move goods through Egypt, they did not announce it. They spoke through Alexandrians first, then made agreements, then announced the thing they had already settled. This is the same pattern. Settlement first, public performance second. The harder part, the part that matters, is whether both sides believe the other side will stop. That requires something more than back channels and admits of mistakes. That requires trust that escalation can end. That is what Qatar and Oman are actually building, if they are building anything at all.
Two sides declaring opposite truths about a waterway that carries a fifth of the world's fuel. The ceasefire is over. No, it continues. The ship attacks were hardliners acting beyond sanction. Yet the response came swiftly enough to suggest they had blessing. I watched this shape in my lifetime, two antipopes, each bearing the mitre, each claiming to be the true voice of Peter. The real power of contested authority rests not on the claim, but on whether the world trusts it enough to move through the passage. Force alone will not secure this. I saw Frederick Barbarossa install antipopes by sheer strength, and nothing he did made the faithful believe. What you are watching is the visible draining of authority, each side strong enough to wound, neither strong enough to convince. The passage is claimed, but the greening drains before it reaches the sea.
The story ran in BBC News. Two empires declare opposite truths about the waterway carrying a fifth of the world's trade. The ceasefire has ended, and that's today's old news.